That's what God is doing for you. He's leading you out of bondage and into freedom, out of poverty and into abundance, out of sickness and into health. He's leading you out, and you know that about Him. And when you have a word from God, you have all that you need to know.
In any conversation, you must speak the same language. Are you speaking worry, fear, and unbelief, or are you speaking God's language, the language of faith? Learn more from Jeremy Pearson's on today's Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. Welcome once again to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Jeremy Pearson's, and I've had a lot of fun with you over the last couple of weeks. I hope you've enjoyed these broadcasts. If you haven't been tuning in, just go to kcm.org, and all those broadcasts are right there for you, absolutely free. Just download them and enjoy them. Go over and over them. We've been talking about how to live bold, having our lives marked by boldness in God. There's supposed to be a difference between you and the rest of this world, and there is supposed to be a difference. This world is marked by its uncertainty. It's marked by its fear for the future. You should be defined by your boldness and your faith for the future. Faith in your God who's giving you a good and bright and beautiful future. And we've been talking about how to walk that out and live that out every single day. What a wonderful thing it would be to wake up every day and just know you're making the right choices all day long. See, boldness comes from knowing. And I've watched that in my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. I've watched that in so many men and women of God. I've watched the decisions they make, and you think, how could they do that? How could they launch into something so big? I just wish I knew how to do that. Well, boldness comes from knowing, not wondering, knowing. And even if you don't have any experience with that particular kind of thing, if you've got the word from God on it, you've either seen it in His written word or He's spoken to you by His Spirit, then you know. And you know that He's always leading you up, never backwards. Jesus said that, He said, my sheep know my voice. He said that the sheep know the voice of the shepherd, and He calls them by name and He leads them out. That's what God is doing for you. He's leading you out of bondage and into freedom, out of poverty and into abundance, out of sickness and into health. He's leading you out, and you know that about Him. And when you have a word from God, you have all that you need to know that you can be bold, baby. I mean, just be bold, because you know that your God is a good God, and in Him your future is good. That's what we've been talking about. And as we finish up these 2 weeks of broadcast today, I really want to finish strong with just some further application of how to live this way, how to have our lives marked by boldness of faith, boldness and who we are in Christ Jesus. As we study boldness, it has everything to do with what's in you coming out of you. Your source for boldness must begin within you, knowing that your God is with you, knowing that Jesus by the Holy Spirit indwells you, and you've got a comforter, you've got a standby, you've got a counselor, knowing that you are the righteousness of God in Christ, knowing these things in you and allowing them to come out of you. We made reference to this a couple of times, but Romans chapter 12 says, don't be conformed to this world. In other words, don't take on the definition of this world. And if this world is marked by its confusion and uncertainty, you should not be marked by confusion and uncertainty. Let yourself not be marked and defined by that. Instead, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Conformity is to put something on the outside that doesn't look like what's on the inside. That's what that word literally means. The definition is to put on an outward appearance that is not reflective of the inward condition. Transformation is to put on an outward appearance that is reflective and does resemble the inward condition or the one that came out from the inside. It became your outside. That's what transformation means. So your boldness has got to begin from within you. And I want you to see that the way it's in you, it comes out of you by your mouth. It comes out of you through your words. And boldness, by definition, one of the definitions of the word boldness is unreservedness of speech. When you hear some people say some things and you think, where does he get the boldness to say that kind of thing? And they just march right up to somebody of authority and say this or say that. And you think, that took some real boldness. Unreservedness of speech. In other words, you were going to say what you were thinking and you weren't going to put any kind of limitation on it. Unreservedness of speech. That's boldness. Well, there's a right way to do that and a wrong way to do that. But when it comes to speaking the word of God by faith, let there be no reservation on what you say. Speak the word by faith. That's how boldness demonstrates itself. Now, to understand that, I want you to see this in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. And this is something I know you've heard before, especially if you've spent any time around this ministry or this broadcast, you've heard this before. Verse 6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Now, I'm going to explain something to you, and it may take me just a moment to say it to you, but I want you to bear with me. I have been graced and blessed to have some of what I believe are the very best Bible teachers in all the world through my life. I have watched and listened and learned from some of the very best. I mean, men and women who know God and know His Word and have lived it and walked it, and they're seeing the result of it. And it's so blessed me to have some of these outstanding teachers. But let me tell you, one of the greatest teachers I've ever had in my entire life is my one-year-old son. That little boy, Justice James Pearson's, has taught me so much. Just in the year that he has been on this planet, he has become one of the greatest teachers in all my life. If you're a parent, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You learn so much through these little guys. I mean, Justice has taught me. He began teaching me like right away. And there are people that say, you never really know God until you've got kids. And that's not necessarily true, but the truth in that is you learn so much more. You see God in a new way. You come to know the heart of a father. And from very early on, Justice was just days old and he began teaching me. And you know what I learned from him? There's so many things I've learned. First of all, I learned from Justice, we all need to be changed. Just let that sink in a moment. I learned from my baby, we all need to be changed. And not just every so often, daily. He taught me, my little baby boy taught me that he wants change daily. And not just daily, several times a day. Because you know what happens when you go through life and you refuse to change and you don't come up and develop and transform? Life starts to stink. Okay? Justice, I'm dropping my stuff. Justice taught me that we need change. He taught me that. Justice taught me about change and how important it is in our lives. As a matter of fact, there was one day, not too long ago, I went to pick him up out of his crib after he took a nap. And I picked him up, and one of the first things we do as soon as he wakes up is we take him over to his little changing table. We change the diaper. So I picked him up, and I'm walking him over there, and this is what I said to him. Let Daddy change you. Let Daddy change you. And as soon as I said it, I heard the Spirit of God say it back to me. He said, let Daddy change you. And oh, it just came all over me. And you know what it's like to hear something from the Lord. And as soon as you hear it, it takes the limitations off your thinking. And in a moment of time, you get it. In a moment of time, you understand what He was saying to you. And when He said to me, Jeremy, let Daddy change you. And He used that little boy to teach me that. In other words, He was saying, as much as Justice wants to be changed, and He'll let you know when He wants to be changed, as much as He desires it, He couldn't do it Himself. He doesn't know how to do it himself. He's incapable of changing himself. He wants it. He knows he needs it, but he's incapable of doing it himself. And the Lord is saying the same thing to me, and he's saying the same thing to you. He's saying, let me change you. Quit trying to change yourself. Quit trying to self-impose change and let the Spirit of grace change you from the inside out. Isn't that good? I learned that from a two-week-old when that little boy was first born. And yes, we changed him before he was two weeks old, but I'm learning these things from him. And he's continuing to teach me. He's taught me so much. Here's where we're at in this little stage of life with him right now. He's just learning to speak. Just now. I mean, he's had a few little, mostly grunts and he points at stuff and it's it makes no sense to us. We think it's cute, but it's not communication. But just a few weeks, just a few months ago, we were sitting at the kitchen table and he was at his high chair and out of nowhere, you know what he said? Dada. He said, dada, 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 dada. And Sarah looked at me and I looked at her and I threw my hands up in the air and I said, yes, I win, I win, I win. He said, dada. Oh, the feeling that just washed over me, that little boy said, dada. And I don't know if he knew what he was talking about right then or not, but he said it and I didn't care. And over the next few weeks and months, he started to develop mama, mama, mama. And you know what it is right now? It's hi, 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 hi. And he says hi to us. He says hi to strangers. He says hi to stuffed animals. He would say hi to this bowl of fruit if he could. He just says hi, hi, hi to everything. And we love it. It so pleases us. We just laugh and we love it. And we say dada, say mama, say hi, say hi, say hi. And just last night, so by the time you're watching this, I'm sure he will have perfected this one. But just last night, I looked at him and said, I love you. I love you. And he came back with, I love you, which to me was a perfect I love you. It may not have sounded like it to you, but my little boy is learning to say, I love you. I don't know if he knows what it means. He probably doesn't yet. He will, though. But so just all night last night and then today, Sarah and I are like right up in his face going, I love you. I love you. Say it again. I love you. I love you. You know, it's not perfect yet, but it so pleases us. And just a few days ago, we were on a walk and Sarah was pushing the stroller around our neighborhood. And I said to her, I said, you know, I'm starting to get it. I'm starting to realize why it so pleases us, how we just go so crazy almost whenever he says a word and we call grandparents and parents and random strangers. Why? I'm starting to understand why. It's because he's learning to speak my language. He's learning to communicate with me. And it so pleases me. And it's not perfect yet, but it's just little words at a time. And it so pleases me that he's learning to speak my language. Now, how does that apply to what we're talking about? Faith is the language that God speaks. And I would even say this, faith is the only language that God speaks. Yes, of course, he speaks English and Spanish and French and Italian and German and Russian. And I mean, just every language known to man and probably some that we don't even know about. Of course, he speaks those. But the language that he speaks and the language that he understands is the language of faith. And I started to get this overwhelming sense. I just get this such a sense of pleasure when my little boy communicates with me. And he, most of the day is spent in just nonsense all day. And, you know, it is what it is, but it's not communication to me. But when dada, as soon as he says dada, oh, now we're talking to each other. As soon as he says mama, now we're talking. Hi, even just a little word like hi, it's him learning to speak my language. And the way it pleases me is almost hard to put in words. And all of a sudden, I got a sense and an image of the Father God and Jesus standing over you, just wanting you to learn to speak His language. And how much it thrills Him. We know that without faith, it's impossible to please Him. How much it pleases Him when you and I learn to speak the language of faith. Now, faith is bold. You know that. Faith is faith in God, laying hold of the promises of God. It's bold. So the language of faith is a bold language, and it's learning to speak that language. Now, why is this so crucial? It's so important that you and I learn to speak His language just the same way that it's important for my son to learn to speak my language. What if I had responded to his grunts and noises and said, oh, I don't understand what he's saying. I better learn to speak grunting. And so I didn't try to teach him any of my words. I just tried to figure out his and just tried to say, and we just back and forth with each other. That would be a very frustrating relationship and it would produce nothing. But as soon as my little boy starts to learn and to pick up my language, and how does he do it? He hears me speak it over and over and over. That's how he learns my language. He learns to communicate with me by watching me and listening to me, by watching his mom and listening to his mom. He's picking up our language. That's how you learn to speak the language of faith. If two people are going to have a conversation and it produce anything and be productive in any way, they're going to have to speak to each other in the same language. They're going to have to speak in a language that they both understand. That's what it's going to take for your relationship and your communication with God to produce anything in your life. You must learn to speak His language. You must learn to speak faith. Now look, I went through 2 or 3 years of Spanish in high school, but I can't really speak it. I don't really know it. I mean, I could ask where the bathroom is and I could thank you for something. That's really about it. I could pick out a few words here and there, but all in all, I don't speak the language. So it doesn't help me to watch the Spanish channel at home. It doesn't help me to try to get anything out of it. It doesn't do anything for me to turn it up. It doesn't do anything for me to increase the volume on a language I don't understand. That's not what makes it communicate to me. And as far as God is concerned, no habla worry, no habla fear, no habla unbelief. He doesn't speak worry. And so when you go to God and you're trying to get your need met based on God, don't you see I have this need? God, don't you care? God, what are we going to do? Why don't you, I don't understand why you don't just meet this need. You did it for that one and that one. Why won't you just do it for me? You know what it sounds like to him? And he's waiting for you to learn to speak his language. His language is the language of faith. And you know what? Just like justice doesn't get it perfect yet, it's dada's mama, it's hi and I love you. You know what? That little I love you, is, you know what it says to me? It says I love you and it's perfect to me. I wouldn't change it. I love it. And I have the same sense of the Father standing over you. And you may be talking nonsense and gibberish, but the moment you approach Him in faith, the moment you say, Jesus, don't you just know? He says, He said it. They said it. She said it. I've been waiting on Him to say it. What can I do for you, baby? How can I bless you? Because you're learning to speak His language. You're learning to speak the language of faith, and that's the language that pleases Him. Now, here's what you got to understand. Your whole life, my whole life, is a conversation. Now, like I said, for a conversation to mean anything, it's got to be speaking the same language. Your whole life and my whole life is a conversation between grace and faith. An ongoing conversation between grace and faith. Grace is God's part of the conversation. Grace is God coming to you and saying something. Faith is your part of the conversation. Faith is you responding to grace. And you can understand why the devil would be so subtle and tricky and sneaky to try to get in between faith people and grace people. You know, you've got the people that preach grace and you've got the people that preach faith, and some of the grace people think, well, that's just more of a faith thing, and faith people say, well, that's just really a grace message. And you can see that the devil would try to divide the two, because without each other, neither of them do you any good. Because grace is God coming to you and saying, you are redeemed. Every man, woman, and child on this planet who's ever lived, lives now, or will live is redeemed. The price has been paid. They've been bought back. But that redemption is waiting on a response. So in grace, you see this wonderful redemption. In grace, you see the marvelous price that was paid for you by the blood of Jesus through his life. And you see all these wonderful things. Your healing is in redemption. Grace came to you and said, you're healed. Your prosperity, your abundance, all of that is grace coming to you and saying, hey, I've healed you. I've delivered you. I've prospered you. I've caused you, I've given you abundance. But all of it is waiting. That part of the conversation is waiting on a response from you. And the only appropriate response to grace is faith. As a matter of fact, that's my definition of faith right now. Faith is the only appropriate response to grace. Now, to learn to speak the language of faith, you need to get used to these two words right here. Thank you. Thank you. Thanksgiving is the language of faith. I'll never forget the service I was sitting in listening to my wife, Sarah, preach, and she was talking about Thanksgiving, and she said, Thanksgiving is the language of faith. Learn to speak God's language. And if grace has come to you and said to you, you're redeemed, faith responds and says, thank you. I receive that. I believe that. Thank you. Now you're having a conversation between grace and faith. Grace and faith. And every time God comes to you and says to you, this is who you are in me, faith replies to that and says, thank you. I believe that. I receive that. Grace came to you and said, you're healed. Faith says, thank you. I believe that. I receive that. Grace came to you and said, listen to what grace said to you. Grace said to you, hey, I noticed that your righteousness was like filthy rags. Your robe of righteousness, there's all dirty and worn out. Grace has come to you and said, here, I want you to have my robe of righteousness. Here, take my white, beautiful, clean robe of righteousness. And faith, in response, does not say, oh, Lord, I'm so unworthy. Oh, Lord, it's too big for me. Oh, Lord, I could never receive it. The only appropriate response is faith. So when grace said, here, have my robe of righteousness, faith says, thank you. And then faith puts that robe on and says, it fits perfectly. Listen to me, grace fits you. Grace suits you. But you're going to have to learn, just like justice is learning to speak my language, to please God, to speak to him in a way that doesn't just please him to make him happy, it pleases him to be able to work on your behalf. So to please him, you're going to have to communicate with him. And to communicate with him, you're going to have to speak his language. And you are going to have to learn to speak the language of faith. And faith is nothing more than thank you, a response to the grace of God. And if the grace of God has come to you and says, and points that this new home or this new vehicle or this new location and says, this is what I want you to have, grace says to you, this is yours in me. Faith says, thank you. I receive it and I believe it. That's the language of faith. Faith is the only appropriate response to grace. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back in just a moment.
Join us for the 2011 31st Annual Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas, July 4th through the 9th.
5 power-packed days designed to put you personally in touch with God. Don't miss this opportunity to discover your full potential. Immerse yourself in the Word with teachings from Kenneth Copeland, Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar. Friday morning, join Kenneth Copeland for a dynamic partners meeting. Saturday morning, Gloria Copeland teaches healing school. Come expecting to receive your healing. Terry Copeland Pearson hosts pre-service prayer Monday through Friday. Youth services are available Monday through Saturday, 1440. Students Ministries equips students to make every minute count for the glory of God for ages 13 to 18. Commander Kelly and the Super Kid Academy will be in session for kids ages 6 to 12. It's all free. July 4th through the 9th, the 2011 Southwest Believers Convention. For the household of faith, everything is going to be all right.
Now, as many of you know, every Friday on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast is Offering Day. So I want to read this to you out of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And keep this in mind with everything that we just studied about grace and faith and faith being the response to grace. God is able, verse 8 says, to make all grace abound towards you. So grace is God coming to you. He's able to make all grace abound towards you that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. So the grace that God has filled your life with, the faith response is then to give out of that grace. God is able to make all grace abound towards you, and your response is, Lord, thank you for what you've filled my life with. It's my joy and honor to get to give back into the kingdom of God. That's what these offerings are about. That's what partnership with this ministry is about. And wherever you're giving, whatever part of the world you live in, that offering is staying there, and it's going to further the kingdom of God right there in your part of the world. So that's what partnership is. It's nothing more than a response to the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're experiencing this now. My wife, Sarah, and I are enjoying being partners with Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We have for a long time. What a difference it makes in our lives. Thank you so much for joining me on these broadcasts these last 2 weeks. I hope you've enjoyed them. I know I have. If you've missed any, go to kcm.org. You can download them or watch them absolutely free. Just get caught back up and let it be a blessing to you. This Sunday is Father's Day. So to George Pearson's, Kenneth Copeland, I love you. Thank you guys for being such wonderful men of God in my life. And to Sarah's dad and granddad, Perry Hart, I love you, sir. And Jerry Hart, you're a good man of God. We love you guys so much. You're such wonderful examples to us and to our little boy. So thankful for men of God who will be shining examples and show what it is to be a good father. We love you. We appreciate you. Praise the Lord. If you've got a good father in your life, you chase him down and give him a hug. And if you don't have your earthly father, you say, Happy Father's Day. I love you, Lord. Thank you for being so good to me. Praise the Lord. Make sure you get into a good church this weekend and let the Word of God wash all over you and bring change to your life. Praise God. And be sure to watch our Believer's Voice of Victory Father's Day special. You don't want to miss that. It's going to be wonderful. So this is Jeremy Pearson reminding you once again that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right.